775-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
Wyler Show is on the air.
I want everybody to see this.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Third and final hour of the show. Zach Gore doing a great job back there in the studio. A cold Clemson, and we're down here in New Orleans on the way back here as soon as the show ends and make our way back up to God's country. Can't wait for that. I want to tell you about Crute LED and what Dr. Ish Patel and his company does and how they do it. If you're a Duke Energy customer, I had someone from Duke who listened to me say all the time about Duke, if you're a Duke Power Company, no, if you're Duke Energy, client, customer, not Duke Power, Duke Energy, then you're eligible to receive some great rebates, upfront rebates, like $4 LED tube lights and $4 lights, the $99 parking lot lights. I don't talk enough about that, but if you are a business and you're looking for safety of your customers and safety of your employees, then I want you to check out Crute LED. Get a $99 light fixture in your parking lot from Crute LED. It's gonna really make a huge difference with you. To find out more about that and more about your interior lights that you have there, Crute LED, they'll just verify your Duke Energy customer number and your account number, and then they'll pass these upfront savings on to you through this huge rebates. It's our friends at Crute LED. The easiest way to get them is K-R-U-T-L-E-D, CruteLED.com. Telephone number 654-ROAR, and on Twitter, at Mickey Plyler and at Mr. Orr 24. I got three calls on hold. Hang on, guys. I'm coming to you. I want to mention this. I was reading during the break Nick Saban's post-game comments, and this says an awful lot to me. He goes, I think this game was more about our identity as a team. If you remember in the Auburn game, the last game they had coming into this, Saban's talked about how they lacked identity. They lost their identity. He said, I think this kind of says a lot about the sort of our identity as a team. I don't think that anybody could question that relentless competitive attitude we played with. Warrior-like mentality out there. And that's certainly what we needed. There are things that we could have done better, but I'm proud of the way our guys competed in the game, and I think that was a difference in the game. He said, the toughness we played with, the effort we played with, we were abilities to affect their quarterback and stop the run, get off the field early in the game on third down quite a bit. We played that kind of game we wanted to play on offense. We wanted to run the ball. A two-yard run wasn't a bad run because we wanted to get them, you know, stay out of third and long situations, and we did a good job of keeping the ball in the game, and we scored when we had the opportunity to score. He goes, so this is something I'm really pleased with and happy with our players. They really worked hard for this game, and they certainly had the right mental attitude getting after it in this game, and it was a little bit personal, I think, for us, what happened to us in the game last year. So I'm really, really pleased with our players. Jalen Hurts added, I think as a team, our mentality is we don't remember the wins, we remember the losses, and never forget what happened. And we wanted to make sure that as a learning experience and learn from it last year, we had the opportunity to do what we did. We did put it on display and overcame it, and we got them. We will go to the national championship game. Obviously, Zach, in those comments, the chip on Alabama's shoulder was in the revenge factor. They didn't like what happened last year in losing. And we talked about it in hour number two, but this is the challenge to Dabo Swinney. If we're going to keep doing this thing, trilogies and four and five and six and Rockies and Star Wars and all these, keep getting more and more of these, then now the ball's in Clemson's court. How do you respond to it? How do you recruit? How do you prepare? What's your offseason like? What juniors come back? What's your spring practice like? What's the chip on your shoulder now? Because as a defending champion, Alabama didn't like seeing what happened last year in the last play of the game. And it was obviously highly motivated, as Nick Saban said, the difference in the football game. So we'll see what happens coming out of that. Let's get to some phone calls here. 654-ROAR is our number. If you're on hold, I'll get to all of you in this segment. Jimmy is in Spartanburg. Good morning, Jimmy. Happy New Year. Hope you're doing well.
Oh, doing quite well. Doing quite well. Well, I'm looking at it like this. The program's strong. We know we can get there. We got some improvements to make. Kelly Bryant, I think in the off season he has improvements to make. I've heard a lot about the new kid coming in. I can't think of his name. Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
I mean, he's really going to, you know, push the envelope when it comes to Kelly Bryant. And it's all good. The program's strong, you know. If it wasn't strong, you're not there. And I'm hurting this morning, but because these were so late. But the program's strong, and as long as the program's strong, we'll be there again, and we'll snag another trophy.
Oh, I would agree with that. No doubt in my mind that's going to happen again. You know, some of the things that have to happen for Clemson, really for anybody to win a national championship, you got to have a special team, and you got to have, you know, the right things happen to you. And there's a lot that can happen this season. You got to stay healthy. You know, this was a different Alabama team last night than you saw maybe in the Auburn game because they got healthy. And then Clemson got two injuries or three injuries late in the season that affected them. So you stay healthy. You know, don't turn it over. Get good calls about officials. Stay that edge to you. You recruit really well. I mean, there's a lot of things that have to happen. And if you put yourself in a situation like Clemson's done the last 3 years, well, you won one of them. And you do it, you know, if you win one out of three, that's a pretty good deal. I think Clemson's going to be back. I think they've recruited well enough. Their culture is there now. And like we said Jimmy, is that now Clemson's got the balls in their court. How are they going to respond to this? We'll see how they do in the offseason.
Exactly. Thank you.
Thanks for your phone call. Appreciate that. Let's get to Georgia Jeff up next, 654 Roar. Congratulations, Georgia Jeff. How you doing this morning?
Hey, congratulations, my closet Georgia fan. I know, yeah. I know, Mickey. I know you love the dogs, Mickey. You can put that hat on now. There's no shame in it, brother.
I say this many times. If there was no Clemson, I'd be a Georgia fan. Since there is, I don't like Georgia. So we'll see. But no, it was a great win for you guys yesterday. Wish I could have seen win yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, no, I heard that sucks, dude. But I'll tell you one thing. Oklahoma had the best offense I've ever seen. I mean, it was just unreal how prolific their offense was. And, man, when that offense is clicking on all cylinders, Mickey, it's really tough to stop. What do you think about that?
Yeah, they were balanced. I mean, the Anderson kid had 200 yards rushing, I know. And what they do, they stretch the field vertically. They stretch it horizontally. They're good enough up front. The old Oklahoma teams really weren't great up front, but that left tackle is a massive man, and they're pretty good up front. They're one of the ones that really, in order to beat Oklahoma, they got to turn it over maybe, or you got to hold the field goal maybe, or you got to outscore them. And that's what you did last night. You outscored them. Yesterday afternoon, you just outscored them.
Man, it is what it is.
Yep, no doubt.
I don't ever want to play them again, though.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's, well, the good news is, and here's what else you had there, Jeff, is you had Baker Mayfield in his 17th year of college football. The guy pulling the trigger, knowing all, you know, look, how many quarterbacks at this level now that don't hang around, the good ones are gone after 2 or 3 years or 3 years in the system. They don't look safeties off, look linebackers off. And he does that. And he puts a lot of pressure on in a lot of different areas.
Sure. And one last comment as an outsider in your game. I didn't see that fight in those Tigers like they have in past, you know, recent big games. Normally Clemson comes out, they play with some type of swagger. I mean, they had a little swagger, don't get me wrong, but there was just something missing last night, and I thought Alabama brought it. So that's all I got, and I'll take it off air. Happy New Year.
Very good point. No doubt about it. Happy New Year to you too, Jeff. Alabama was the team that played with an edge last night. No doubt about that. Keith is in Newberry, South Carolina. Good morning, Keith. How you doing this morning?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic.
We're missing the receivers, the type of receiver we've had in the past, like Sammy and Mike and all those guys. Those guys go up and catch it at the highest point with their hands. They never let the ball get on their body. And Kane and some of those guys, they look like they body catchers to me. I think we was a little too relaxed because we had been there 2 years in a row. You know, I looked at some of the pregame stuff and Kelly Bryant, he dancing stuff. I said, well, then he's really loose. I like that. But then, you know, now it comes, it's like, well, maybe he was too loose You know, maybe he didn't take it as serious as Alabama take it. I think the program is ahead of schedule. We actually didn't think that, you know, most people logically didn't think that we would be back in that position after losing Deshaun, and we was. So I think the program is in a good position. We need to go get us a kicker, because the Clemson defense and Alabama defense, you're not going to drive the whole field on them and score. And if you're starting from your own 45 or 50-yard lines and you only got to pick up 20, 25 yards to be in field goal range, that makes all the difference in the world. Past two seasons, Alabama kind of won the field position, but we had Deshaun that could change the field position on 2-3 plays. So, you know, the program's in a good position. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to be redshirted. I don't see him losing a year being Bryant's backup. And, you know, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Keith. I appreciate the phone call. Zach, Keith lives in Newberry, who has the best mayor in all South Carolina. Foster Sin does a great job there as the mayor there. But I think Keith's right on the initial comments of the wide receivers. The 50-50 balls, when you threw them to Nuke Hopkins, it was an 80-20 ball. You know, the 50-50 balls to Sammy Watkins and his physicality of breaking tackles and the chip that he played with or whatever, those were big deals. Mike Williams, there was no 50-50 balls, 70-30 balls or 80-20 balls of Mike Williams, and Deion Kane didn't have that. And he didn't adjust the ball well in the air, and they just didn't have that alpha dog to go to in the passing game. That is where T. Higgins will have to step up. That is where DeAndre Overton will have to step up. I don't think Kane's coming back. If he does, then he's got a chance to improve his senior year and see what comes out of that. But that's not who he is. And if on so many of the back shoulder throws that Deshaun was so good at with his guys, you didn't have that. On so many of the deep balls, you didn't really have that. And you got to do it from a tight end standpoint too, because Jordan Leggett was severely missed this year. You know, but these aren't things. You know, we probably talk, Clemson fans every once in a while will say, you don't talk enough Clemson football, man. We talk more Clemson football than anybody I know on this station. And in February of last year, in the basking of the national championship, and in March and April of last year, and getting ready for the NFL draft, and seeing it, and seeing that Mike Williams was going to be a first-round draft pick, and that Deshaun Watson was going to be a first-round draft pick, and knowing that Wayne Gallman, how many times we talk about Wayne Gallman's pass protection and Wayne Gallman's tough yards that he had? You know, how many times do we talk about, you know, missing the toughness of or the ability that Leggett stretched the field? We talked about this all summer long. The other thing we talked about was Kelly Bryant and his ability to, the offense was going to look different. It was going to be much more of a running offense. And if he was able to hold off Hunter Johnson, to hold off Zarek Cooper, then it was going to be a deal where the offense would look different. And it did. I think now, if you look at it moving forward, depending on who the quarterback is, what the offensive line looks like, and things moving forward, I think ETN has to become a bigger part of the offense, and he will, but he's got to do other little things too. I think that in getting the ball, well, part of the reason this offense has been so good for so long going into this season is you're able to stretch the field vertically, and you got to find more way to do that. And if that's with Bryant, that's what it is. If that's with Trevor Lawrence or Hunter Johnson or Cooper, Chase Bryce, whoever it might be, you've got to have more downfield, stretch the defense. Clemson could not stretch Alabama last night. And Alabama loaded the box, forced the issue, got upfield, didn't respect the downfield passing game. And so either A, Bryant has to improve that part of his game, and through experience that might be the case for him. Or B, the wide receivers have to do a better job on those 50-50 balls as well. So we'll see how Clemson reacts to all that and where all that's really coming from. Programming note for the rest of the week, we'll move Tony Morrell to tomorrow. That'll be Wednesday. On Thursday, Paul Strela will join us. Paul's at the game. We'll get his thoughts on that. Clemson moving forward. But also, when we talk to Paul, we'll talk to him about the Clemson targets at the Under Armour All-American game and the Clemson targets at the the Army All-American game, because it is, from all accounts so far, and it's early in the week, from all accounts so far, I think you'll see a tremendous game from the Tiger prospects that are in that. So we're looking forward to hearing more about that from Paul coming up. And then also what's going to happen, we'll ask Tony with South Carolina and Paul with Clemson, the remaining targets and what January could actually look like. 654 Roar. Let me get to Seth on Twitter at Mr. Orr 24 and at Mickey Pollard. He said, I say we work on pass pro this offseason. Yeah, they might do some pass pro work this offseason. You know, pass protection is a lot about athleticism, a lot about footwork, but it's a lot about talent too. And boy, Jackson Carmen's got a, well, I think with Taylor Hearn leaving now, with Tyrone Crowder, you know, graduating now, with Maverick Marshall graduating now, does Pollard move inside? Does Anchor move inside? Does Jackson Carmen move inside? Is Bockhorst or Vincent ready yet? Does Gage Cervenka move from center to guard? Boy, these are going to be great conversations. This is why you pay attention in the offseason while we talk football 365 here, because decisions like that, things moving forward, will make a big deal, you know, as we can continue to look at it. The other thing that we're going to talk about a lot in the next couple of weeks will be Clemson's decisions among their juniors. They have 13 days to the deadline. The deadline is 2 weeks from yesterday to enter the NFL draft. And so what will Mitch Hyatt do? What will Christian Wilkins do? What will Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant do? Kendall Joseph, Van Smith. What will those guys do? Deion Kane. Ray McLeod said he's coming back. So we'll see. And then in McLeod, do you play him at corner? Do you play him at wide receiver? There's a lot of questions to ask. And McLeod was almost invisible last night at wide receiver. Do you move him over to corner? You know, are you ready for him to move over there full-time or play more there? We'll see. A lot of things to answer coming out of that. Let me tell you about the Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PatTax.com, 859-8289. Again, 859-8289. Get in touch with the Patterson Tax Service. Hey, folks, hey, look at the calendar. It's 2018. In the next 2 or 3 weeks, I'll begin telling you much, much more about where they are in their in the calendar and when you can start filing those taxes. You're going to start looking in your mailbox and your post office box in the next few days, the next few weeks, and you're going to get a lot of your tax information in. Let them take care of you. PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 859-8289. Again, 859-8289, the Patterson Tax Service. Zach, couple of quick things. How you doing over there?
Hitting a wall, but we're doing all right. If we're going to be honest.
For folks that don't know,
yeah,
you went to, because you did the post game show last
night. Yeah.
For folks that don't know, you went to bed last night. You got home, went to bed last night at about
a little after 3.
Mm. And you got up this morning at
5:15. Man, alarm went off. It was great.
We don't have sound effects for applause.
We don't. We don't need
it. Touché, man. No, great job there, man. Great job, no doubt about that. Obviously did a great job last night on the broadcast, and a great job certainly this morning on the broadcast. You have two more open phone line segments here on a Reaction Tuesday, 654-ROAR, 654-7627 on Twitter, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24. We'll take a break and come back for more from New Orleans, Louisiana, right after this.
Doug and Denise Zirbel of Your Pie of Clemson want to give you a break over winter break. From December 16th through January 5th, kids eat for just $3.14 with an adult. There's plenty of parking at the new Fenley Street parking ramp. Get the holiday spirit with the 36-ounce growlers in Arctic bottles, gift cards for the stockings. This winter break, head to Your Pie of Clemson on Earl Street and enjoy great food, customer service, and great savings. Happy holidays!
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Grab a two-piece dinner combo, just $5 for a limited time.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game.
you can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
South Carolina driver's licenses and IDs are changing. The South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles is now accepting documents for you to change your current card to a federally approved Real ID. All of the following must be true for you to be eligible to buy a Real ID license online next year. Required documents on file with the SCDMV. Driving privileges and good standing. A regular Class D, E, F, M, or any combination of the four license, and a U.S. citizen. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about changing your card. Start the process now and save time later.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs, with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
It's not always fun and games, but it's always engaging. We are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Folks at Priority One Securities want you to get in touch with them when you're thinking about priority and securities for your home or for your business. Poor Zach's in the studio by himself right now, and he's a man, he can take care of himself. But I feel good knowing the old fellas back there at the studios, all safe and sound inside the Priority One studios. We'll be back in the Priority One studios tomorrow. Hey, when it comes to making a decision that keeps your family safe, keeps your business safe, your employees safe, and your customers safe, I want you to think about Priority One. It is a family-based company here in the upstate of South Carolina. You're going to love them. You're going to love all the technology. You're going to love all the advances that they have there. More than anything else, you can love their people that you deal with. We do it at the station. We know that we're safe and sound in it. Boy, it'd be nice to live in a world where you didn't have to worry about security. Unfortunately, that's not the case. But fortunately, we have Priority One and the great folks at Priority One Securities. Check them out, priorityonesecurities.com. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Zach, you had a text you wanted to address maybe, or you want me to address from our text line, our healthcare text line?
Yeah, we had somebody texting about Davo's bad judgment by putting ATM back in the game after he was obviously concussed, and he followed that up with, don't tell me it was a medical staff decision. It was an unethical decision to put him back in. I want to know if you want to talk about
it. It was a medical decision.
It was a medical decision.
Look, I sat on the sixth row last night, okay? The tent was right in front of me. I saw ETN get hit. I saw him stumble and saw him come over. And then they take his helmet away. And he's in this tent for, because of TV time, he's in this tent for 20 minutes. And I'll tell the texter, I will challenge the texter on this. A, don't be a moron. Don't say stupid stuff. That Clemson's medical staff, I know Lynn Reese personally. And I know Larry Bowman personally. I know that medical staff and medical team. I know Danny Poole personally. These are professionals that have their entire reputation on the line. Dabo Swinney had zero to do with it. Dabo Swinney is 30 yards away from Travis Etienne as he's going through this. He's coaching a football game. And let me say that concussion and concussion protocol, there is something that these guys study it. They go to it. They visit with neurologists, and they go through the entire process, and they know everything there is that we can possibly know about it. We don't know about them because it's the brain, but we everything you possibly know about it. and I watched him and took his helmet away from him and they sat him down on the bench and they went through this wide range or variety of tests. And so for you to text in and say, it's Dabo Swinney's decision, I'm telling you, you are 100% wrong. Now, I'll put up with a lot on the show, but I'm not going to let you put up with you just being 100% wrong. You could have been more wrong. Had nothing to do with Dabo Swinney. The medical staff took his helmet away from him. The medical staff gave him his helmet back once they figured out, once they thought that it had cleared everything it needed to clear. So you couldn't have been more wrong about it. Dabo Swinney wasn't involved in the decision at all. Dabo Swinney never went over and talked to the medical staff about it at that point in time. Didn't encourage anybody, didn't put any pressure on anybody. It didn't happen. And for you to sit back and whatever job you're doing today and tell a doctor what job he's supposed to do, or a football coach what job he's supposed to do, stop it. Stop embarrassing yourself with such a stupid text. I mean, do not question Larry Bowman, Lynn Reeves, or Danny Poole's credibility, their integrity, or Dabo Swinney's credibility or integrity. You don't know them. You know nothing of what you're talking about. Stop embarrassing yourself by making such statements. I'm going to put up with that stuff on the radio. Talk about a play call. Talk about a player. Don't question medical professionals who I know. Let me say this about the team over there and staff over there. Well, James Andrews, I know this before. James Andrews calls Larry Bowman on certain issues with surgeries. There's no finer medical team. These guys put their, they would never, ever in a million years put a kid in a bad situation medically. But yet, you can text on text line without knowing who you are, what your name, what you do for a living, but you know everything about it? Come on, man. Zach, am I being too hard on the guy? That's ridiculous. It's a stupid statement.
I think you're not being hard enough.
You're embarrassing yourself. Did you give his name?
No.
Okay, there you go. Keep making anonymous text about, and attack somebody's credibility in the medical field and more than that, attack Dabo Swinney. There's one thing to say about Dabo Swinney. Yeah, maybe they didn't have the warrior-like mentality last night. No one cares. There's not a football coach ever that God made that cares more about his players. He's developing them. He talks about it all the time, developing young men, developing them to be better husbands and fathers, giving them, helping them develop spiritually and educationally and developing just as total men. And you can tell me you think that he put pressure on a medical team to put a kid back in the game? Save it, man. You could be more wrong, especially in the accusatory turn, tone that you send the thing in on. What? Read the text again, Zach.
Why have you not talked about Dabo's bad judgment about putting ETN back in the game when he was obviously concussed? Don't tell me it was a medical staff decision, unethical decision for the kid.
Yeah, so I shouldn't tell you that it was, even though it was. And you were talking about ethics? Come on, man, save it. If you text that in, you know zero about Clemson's football culture. And let me mention this. Let's talk about something. You really want to talk about it? Zach, what would the effects be on his football team, on every player in that program, on every coach in that program, if the players knew they put ETN in at a risk of him because he was concussed and at a risk of him doing go among the team? If you're a player and say, hey, man, our coach doesn't care about our health, our coach is going to put us in danger, how does that work in the locker room for you? How does that work in spring practice for you? How does that work moving forward? Come on, man. How shallow can you be? But you can question somebody else's integrity. That's crazy to think about. You know, Ben Milson said he likes Mickey with an edge. He probably loves that one then. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let's develop the young men in every way we can, but let's put them at risk and health-wise by putting them back out there. And let's let all of our teammates know and all of our coaches know it. Let me ask you this, Zach. I want an honest answer for this one. Think Brent Venables has chances to move places? Tony Elliott has chances to move places? Jeff Scott has chances to move places?
Yes.
You think they would go want to work for a guy that says, you know what, man, we're going to put our kids at risk. You want to be involved in our program? We're going to play all of our kids no matter what the health issues are. We're going to be unethical in our decisions, but I want you to stay around and work with me. How'd that work for Tony Elliott, Jeff Scott, and Brent Venables? You think they'd stay around, try to work for that guy?
No, sir.
Let me ask you this. You can ask T. Higgins and Amari Rodgers and Sean Pollard and Tremaine Ankerman and Gage Cervinka and Trevor Lawrence. You're gonna ask those guys coming back? You're going to play for a guy who, you know what, he's going to disregard your health? How would that go over in the locker room? You're in the locker room, Zach. How's that go over?
Not well at all. You're not taking people's health into account. Nobody likes to say that.
You're going to go in recruiting homes? You're going to have a son one day, Zach. It goes over. Hey, coach, you play players that have gone through concussion protocol. You can put him back in the game. Let me ask you this, Zach, while we're on the subject. Trey Lamar play last night?
No, sir.
Okay. Would Clemson been better if Trey Lamar would have played last night?
Yes, they would have.
T. Higgins play after the first four plays last night when he figured out he tweaked his ankle?
No, they took him right to the locker room, put him in a boot and on crutches.
So they're going to go with that? He just decided to put ETN in because that was his decision rather than the anyway. Don't spend any more time on it. Unethical. Hey, give me a break, man. I like your accusatory stuff on a text message. 654-ROAR. 654-7627. I tell you what, you talk about medical things? How about me and my blood pressure right now? How to put with that kind of moron?
180 over 90?
Yeah. Freaking moron. Good job. Anyway, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Alabama, 16 first downs, 141 yards rushing, 120 yards passing, 261 yards. Defense did their job last night. Defense did a great job last night. The defense did enough to win the game last night, despite being put, you know, with the back against the wall. Defense played well enough to win. The story of the game last night was Alabama's intensity, size, speed, scheme, tackling. I tell you, Alabama tackled really, really well last night. That's where you go. You give their defense a ton of credit for what they were able to do. To our Northland Communication phone lines, Hoss is over in Anderson checking in. Hey, good morning, Hoss. Thanks for calling in. How you doing?
Good, Mickey. You know, it's hard for me to see a guy get hit in the head hard enough to make him wobble and stagger and go to the sideline with help and believe that they couldn't have a concussion. I didn't know if maybe sometime, maybe you've already done this and I just missed it, a show where you have one of those medical staff people on the show to talk about, you know, how somebody could get a hit like that and have those kinds of effects and not have a concussion, maybe what the protocol is. I'd be real interested, probably a lot of other people interested in the whole process and some of those kinds of details.
About 3 or 4 years ago, we had a concussion specialist on. We would do that again, revisiting that, because it's not just one play from last night. It's all across football and the future of football. So we would go over, and I'll tell you this, a very good friend of mine is the team doctor down in Ole Miss, down in Oxford. I know his family really, really, really well. My best friend's son is the team doctor there. And he goes to, along with Clemson and South Carolina and Florida State and Georgia and Alabama, their doctors, they go to all these concussion protocols and all these neurosurgeons and neurologists, talk to them all the time. And all the NFL and college teams, they're all doing this. And they're all sharing their information. And, oh, by the way, you know, by the way, Hoss, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling in. Zach, there's a tremendous amount of pride in competitiveness too, but pride in the jobs that those guys do, the team doctors do.
Yep.
Dr. Byron Harder has been a dear friend of mine for 20 or 25 years, whatever, and he was Clemson's team doctor forever. and a man of integrity. Larry Bowman, I've known Larry Bowman since 1991, a man of integrity. And Lynn Reeves, I've known here since he got here, I don't know, 10 or 12 years ago. These are highly, highly thought of, high character people that are going to make sound medical decisions for that. And oh, by the way, Zach, something we hadn't touched on. Etienne's a freshman. You try to ruin his career? You think that's the case?
No, of course not. Yeah, of course not. I completely agree.
Yeah. For my...
You all right over there?
Yeah. You kind of like the edge, don't you, a little bit?
The deep breath. Let's gather ourselves. There you go.
Speaking of medical conditions, for my health, when I'm away from the text line...
Yeah.
Whenever you get a moronic text, can you just keep it from me from now on?
Sure, sure. I'll just have
all the things to talk about. I get the one idiot in the world who makes a comment like that, questioning Dabo Swinney's ethics. Don't tell me it's a medical decision. Whatever, dude. Save the number, Zach. Keep that number for me. Because I'm sure that'll be a women's basketball text in a couple of weeks. Tell my great women's basketball is. Yeah, keep that one, brother. I want to tell you, I don't have any kind of the PGA Tour is back this weekend. We'll talk about it later, but I don't have a major golf update for you. But I was just looking during the break. I got a great email from our friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, and I just saw this right now: 40% off golf rates today through the end of the month. You've got 1 month of 40% off on your tee times at PalmettoDunes.com. Now, it's cold today, cold the next couple of days, but man, by late January, you got to think, you know, hopefully you get some great weather here. You go to PalmettoDunes.com and you put in the promo code SUPER18. SUPER18 gets you this. Palmetto Dunes, 40% off. You know, so many times I hear how golf has priced itself out of the little man and the small, you know, man out there. No, this is not the case. 40% off. Anybody can afford to do this now. Book your tee times. Do that online and save between now and January 31st. And the promo code SUPER18. No spaces, just SUPER18. Put that number in. You're going to love it. Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. We'll get you back to our normal Palmetto Dunes golf report when we get on the air tomorrow. We'll get back in and settled in back in the studio tomorrow. All right, let's take our final break of the show. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up. If you have any reaction via – no, not any reaction. I'm sorry. If you have any reaction that makes any sense at all, call or text 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Or if you got an idiotic thing to say, then you save your breath or save your phone calls there or your text there. But tweet at us, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr24. In our final segment, we return from New Orleans, Louisiana, right after this.
If you have problems with the IRS, don't trust your personal information to a stranger on the other end of a 1-800 number. The Green Law Firm is local and looking out for you. For a free strategy session, call 271-7940.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Thank you for helping me and my associates grow our business into its 18th year. Without you, we wouldn't have been able to become the go-to dealer for Takeuchi equipment. We're proud to offer equipment rental, sales, and repair. In many cases, right there on your job site. And you've enabled Bennett Equipment to grow into a third location in Seneca. We're online at BennettEquipment.net. Thank you, and remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Hi, guys. This is Leah from Local Q, inviting you to join us all football season to watch your favorite teams. We are ready. With DirecTV's complete sports package and over 28 TVs, you won't miss a college or pro game. Check out our game day specials on snacks and beer buckets. You can get all the details at LocalQ.com. Visit us at 30 Orchard Park Drive or order online at LocalQ.com. Remember, we're 21 and up at all times with a valid ID. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Hey, this is Brock with Tom's Barbecue. My wife, Beth, and I are the new owners and are carrying on a 30-year barbecue tradition with the same 8 homemade sauces, including our famous Cheerwine sauce and scratch-made signs. Come by and enjoy our low-slow Southern Smoked Barbecue. We're open for lunch Monday through Saturday, 10:30 to 3, and we can cater any event. Let Tom's Barbecue make your tailgate perfect with our custom tailgate packages. Follow us on Instagram at Tom's BBQ for special tailgate giveaways. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Who did you wake up with?
Ah! It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Stacy's Welcome back. Final segment of the show. Love to hear from you on our Northland Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. Paul down in Ennery, South Carolina, checks in with us. Good morning, Paul. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing? Hey, Paul.
Hey, Mickey. How's it going, buddy?
Man, I'm great. I hope you are, too.
Yeah, me, too. You know, pretty good for a reloading year. See, we won our state championship, won the ACC, finished the regular season number one. Got to the playoffs and probably going to be in the top four when the final polls come out. And I got Gamecock people on social media talking trash to me last night like they just won the national championship. I mean, I just ain't never seen a fan base like in my life. And I keep saying, why are you talking trash? Your team is not doing this. And I'm sure that text you got a while ago about Dabo, that probably was Garnet and Black. It just beats all I've ever seen, though, man. I mean, a lot of teams will like to be in our position, and I'm sure next year when the polls come out, we'll be in the top five again. I just don't understand some fan bases that can live off another team's success. I mean, it's like all I could say, well, it's not your team that's beating us right now. So I don't know what they'll do this weekend. You got Georgia and Alabama in the national championship. They're going to go crazy. They won't know who to pull for, big brother or little brother. So it's just one of them days, Mick. But I can say I'm proud of the team, and I'm sure most sensible Clemson people are. So you have a wonderful time. Be careful getting back from the Big Easy.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate the phone call. Happy New Year to you. You know, we live in an age where – through social media and through, I don't know, just people being braver, I guess, where people talk trash, and that's what you're supposed to do, I guess, and rub people's noses in and all that kind of stuff. I get that. That's the world we're going to live in now. But the great thing, and I say this every year, the great thing about the Carolina-Clemson rivalry is they play each other each November. And you can talk trash in January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. But it all comes down to what happens in November. And for the past 4 years, Clemson has been dominant. Three playoff appearances and three ACC titles and four consecutive wins over South Carolina. And really, quite frankly, three and a half very convincing wins against South Carolina. And I think that almost every Gamecock fan out there, you can have a few idiots, but Gamecock fans out there are not going to talk trash to Clemson today. They look, if you're Gamecock, be happy that you won 9 games. It's a nice win, a nice comeback win for yesterday, but you don't talk trash to Clemson fans because you know what happened, 34-10 down in Columbia, and to Will Muschamp's first 2 years there, you got beat 56-7 and 34-10, so you'd be crazy to try to talk trash or to talk to anybody about that. Let's get T-Bird up next. Good morning, T-Bird. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you this morning?
Man, I'm fantastic.
Clemson played a good ball game last night, but they just played a better team that had a better attitude, and they just wasn't going to get beat. I don't believe anybody could beat them last night. Do you?
No, Alabama played. You know, we saw this a little bit. Remember when Auburn – kind of ambushed Georgia a little bit down on the plains, and then Auburn beat Alabama. And that's one of the crazy things, too. Auburn had the best month of November, and yet they didn't get a chance to do what – because they beat Alabama, they didn't get a good chance to go to the championship game. Anyway, we get a chance to go to the playoffs. Anyway, but that's one of those teams where they're just the hot team, and they played great last night. Alabama's sense of urgency, their relentless, like Saban called, warrior-like mentality of tackling well and physical stuff, it would have been very difficult for anybody to beat Alabama last night.
Yeah. You're right. And to back up Paul a little bit on what he said about the South Carolina fans, there was a guy they interviewed on Channel 4. He was talking about how great it was to win a bowl game, yada, yada, yada. And said, and to put South Carolina in perspective, said that maybe we can beat Clemson in the near future.
Yeah.
That's their whole goal right now, to beat Clemson. That ain't looking too good.
Well, you know, that's a rivalry, and you should feel that way. But if I'm South Carolina, I'd concentrate on trying to stay ahead of Tennessee and Florida right now, find a way to beat Kentucky right now, you know, staying ahead of Missouri and Vanderbilt, and maybe, I don't know, they're not going to beat Georgia, you wouldn't think, in the next few years. But Clemson and Georgia, that's kind of off their radar right now. Beat Texas A&M, you know, and win you 9 again, or win you 10 some point in times, and build your program. But if you watch the speed of the two games, the playoff game and the Rose Bowl, and the playoff game and the Sugar Bowl, and you watch the speed and athleticism of that compared to the Outback Bowl yesterday, you saw there's a difference in two teams. But quite frankly, like we said before, T-Bird, those two teams played in November, and there was a big difference in what Clemson and South Carolina football program right now.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
and they know that. They're smart people know that.
Well, as long as Dabo's recruiting like he is and Muskrat recruiting like he is down in Columbia, you know, it's going to stay that way. And I just feel like medically, what you were talking about earlier, I would love to hear somebody that don't talk about protocol, but if you go to a doctor and don't do what he says, you're an idiot.
Right.
And that's exactly the situation. And along with running backs, Alabama has got those 6'2", 240-pound running backs, and that's just all the difference in the world between a 6'1", 220, and a 6'2", 240. And that's just a tremendous difference when it comes to defense. But I'm satisfied with what we got. I'm glad who we got for coaching. I'm still a Tiger. And the world did not come to an end. The sun came up in Greenwood this morning. Mickey,
I wish good job. I wish you'd come a little bit warmer, though.
Yeah, well,
appreciate the phone call.
That. All right, see you later.
Appreciate the phone call. Yes, sir. I could use that sun, be a little closer to the earth now. Or tilting a little bit differently, whatever it might, whatever we need to do to get a little warmer here. But my goodness gracious. It's cold. Hey, Zach, what's the can I get a temperature update? What are we warmed up to?
Weather is 15 degrees. It's not bad. It's nice.
No, that's
bad. It's barbecue weather there, Plyler.
No.
This is barbecue weather. This is nice.
I didn't tell you this. Matter of fact, this is my Brady's Expert Giveness Award. You're going to die at this one, okay? I don't mind embarrassing myself sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Brad, he's my All-State ace. I'm a good hitter, Brad. He's a good hitter, All-State. I can call him at 292-3001. I can get in touch with him, Brad. He's in allstate.com and bradhughesinsurance.com. If you make one phone call, folks, look, now this 2018, a lot of you probably don't even know what you're paying for insurance because it just gets, the automatic draft out of your account. Just check on it. Just see. Man, it's no obligation deal there. Just see if he can help you out. It's our great friend Brad Hughes in the Allstate Insurance Agency, 292-3001. All right, I'm going to forgive me for something, Zach. You're going to get a kick out of this. We're big Butcher's Block fans, right?
Huge.
Had my family in town. You were gone when this happened, so you didn't get a chance to really to see this. Mm-hmm. Had my family in town, right? Mm-hmm. 17 people all together, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I go over to the Butcher's Block. Actually, my wife goes there. We order two huge Boston butts.
Uh-oh.
And they're like, both of them are 6 or 7 pounds each, 7 pounds each, whatever. And they're just beautiful pieces of meat. So I put my rub on and get this awesome thing going, right? And I'm trying to smoke it. I'm trying to smoke it on the grill, whatever. Mm-hmm. But they're talking about cooking it, you know, like 8 to 10 hours, something like that.
Sure.
I'm all excited about it. I've only done this twice before. And both of them turned out great. And so it's a Christmas party, man. I've got my family coming. Everything's great. The Butcher's Block, it was a great, two great pieces of pork, and everything's great. Burn it to a crisp.
Did you really?
Yeah, I turned it in some pork jerky.
That stinks.
I know, Zach. I set my alarm. I started at 2 a.m.
Cool.
I kept getting up and setting the alarm every 2 hours to check, make sure my temperature went over. Somehow, some way, I ruined the stuff. And so, here's the great news. Here's the saving grace of the entire thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Meredith made great sides. So she did her very first macaroni and cheese. It was great. The potatoes, these awesome potatoes are great. And the company is great.
And then the Angles fried chicken on top of it was just fantastic to go with it, huh?
I needed to, man. We need to get this big old bucket, little KFC bucket over there to make sure it worked out great. Because, man, it just didn't do for my...
Boston butts aren't cheap, are they?
Oh, no.
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 Gotta love making jerky out of those things.
Jerky. Most people would make jerky out of pig, but I ended up making it anyway. But anyway. Yeah.
You're an innovator. You've always been an innovator.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right, here's Tony Brown.
I found out what he's upset about.
What's it say?
The comments of Hunter saying he apologized to him for the trash talk. That he was a liar, and that really bothered him all year.
What? Tony Brown says, I love Dabo for all the ammunition he gave this team, man. He gave us his team a lot of ammunition to come play this game and get ready to dominate every play. Told us we weren't ready. Told us we weren't worthy of being a top four team. Look at what happened when he talked trash. We're going to show you. Did Dabo say that Alabama doesn't deserve to be a top four team?
No.
Where did Tony Brown get this?
I have no idea. Maybe on some message board.
He goes, disputed Clemson's wide receiver Hunter Renfrow claimed that he apologized to Brown for trash talking last season's national championship game. Renfrow said that last week that he thought he could get in Brown's head by apologizing. Renfrow said he was kind of taken off by it, and sometimes that's the best kind of trash talk to be positive. Brown called Renfrow a complete lie. From what I heard, he said he was talking trash during the game and he felt bad. So what happened during the game, he tried to contact me. It didn't happen. That didn't happen at all. That was a complete lie. But like I said, I appreciate it. I love it. He didn't say he tried to contact me after the game. He did it during the game. Look, Tony Brown, hey, congratulations, great win. Tony Brown last night was jaw-jacking. He was walking up to Clemson's bench during timeouts. Mm-hmm. You're watching commercials. You're watching the most interesting man in college football, whatever. And I'm watching this guy, Tony Brown, and he's walking up to Dabo talking trash to him, like during the game. And so, you know what? He's him and Ryan Anderson from last year, just class people. So that's who you get with all them. So, but Hunter, who are you going to trust, Hunter Renfrow or Tony Brown?
Well, I mean, in the ideal world, it's Hunter Renfrow.
Right. And Renfrow didn't say he tried to contact him afterwards. He said that during the game, he apologized to him during the game. You know, talking trash, maybe he didn't hear it, whatever. But that's not a complete lie from Hunter Renfrow. And then when. I love Dabo for all the ammunition he gave us, man. He gave us a team a lot of ammunition to come in to play this game, ready to dominate every play. Told us we weren't ready. Told us we weren't worthy of being a top four team. Well, when did Dabo say that Alabama didn't deserve to be in the playoff for a top four team?
Is it possible he was referring to the coaches' poll rankings where he didn't have them in the top four?
That would be different if the coaches' poll had anything to do with the playoffs. Maybe so. I don't know. Tony Brown, you know what? You're a good person. Thank God you're good at football, Tony Brown. That's all I'm telling you. Let's finish things up as we always do with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, football season is over. It'll be back at some point in February and things start getting ready for the pro days and the combine, and we'll be excited about then. And the spring practice will be here and the spring game, and it'll be here before we know it. But right now, it's basketball season. We're a basketball school now. I don't know if you heard. 25 in the country in the men's rankings. It's a big, big deal. Clemson has been ranked since 2010. January of 2010 was the last time they were ranked in the top 25. Get out there and support the Tigers this week. It should be going. Watch them on, I think, is it tomorrow? Against Boston College. Gotta love it. Really excited to be a basketball school now.
catch me on this, Zach. Is it Louisville at home this weekend in basketball?
I think it's
right?
at Louisville, but I'm not entirely sure.
I think it's home, man. I could be wrong, but I think it's a home game.
Right,
I could
be wrong about that. Look it up, gosh.
Look that one up for me, if we can. My Intimate Joe Body by Eric Newton, ericnewton.com for all
Yeah, it's home, Mickey.
Needs.
I'm glad you know you're right all the time. God.
ericnewton.com is a guy that you can get in touch with. Matter of fact, we spent some time with Eric and Jessica and his beautiful girls down here watching the parade and all, and they're going to have a huge 2018. If you need something in real estate in Clemson, there's one name, one guy you can call, ericnewton.com. Now, I'll mention that way, Zach, because I want Clemson people to show up on Little John over to see a ranked Clemson basketball team. For the first time under Brad Brunell over at Little John Coliseum. We'll talk much more about that coming up. And today's show, let me wrap things up by saying congratulations to Alabama. It's a better team. Played the better team. Did a great job of limiting Clemson offensively and deserved to win the game, no doubt about that. And congratulations to Georgia as well. Now,